From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. People enrolled in the health care plan run by CalPERS may want to double-check the family members they've signed up for coverage. As Katie Orr reports from Sacramento, the pension system is cracking down on ineligible dependents.
CalPERS provides health coverage to 1.3 million people, and 733,000 of those are dependents. The pension system is auditing health plans to make sure those dependents are actually eligible for coverage. Subscribers have until the end of June to get ineligible people off their plans or risk losing their coverage retroactively. Philip Sherwood is with the advocacy group California State Retirees. He's concerned the audit method puts too big a burden on plan subscribers to prove eligibility.
We're not against a reasonable way of checking the eligibility of beneficiaries. We're not against that at all. We think they're going a little bit too far and invasive to prove what I think are longstanding relationships.
CalPERS says it's trying to lower costs while keeping the quality of benefits high. In Sacramento, I'm Katie Orr.
California's Department of Motor Vehicles' three-year-old social media program appears to have paid off. The department has won an award for its success from IDG's Computer World magazine, an international IT publication. The DMV was the first California state agency to have its own YouTube channel. Jan Mendoza with the DMV says the agency also uses Facebook and Twitter to communicate with its customers.
Many people, if they're not following us, they are at least tweeting to their friends, and our tweets are being retweeted in the millions. Our YouTube videos are viewed by millions. We have over 150 driver safety videos on YouTube, as well as the DMV Answer Man. So we're very popular on YouTube.
The DMV was recognized as a laureate in the innovation category and was selected from among hundreds of entries. That's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Prell.